Good morning to you people, we're here to sing for you. Cause we are Christmas singers, that's what we love to do. If it was a late night, go grab your coffee cup. And if you drank too much, we hope you're not chucking up.
Good morning.
Went to the pub last night, watched the football.
What time did you get in?
Half 11.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yes. I think my voice, though, stayed out for another couple of hours. I went to a nightclub. I was all right. You know, you go home and you go, bit jarred, but I'm all right. I wake up in the morning and I'm going, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I think I'll be okay. And then you speak, phone goes, and I'm like,
hello? Yeah, I'll be 5 minutes.
Whose voice is that? I've heard about, you know, going home with somebody else's bird, but not going home with somebody else's voice.
Hangovers at 4:30 in the morning, though, are horrendous. Even category C ones, which is all I've had so far.
There's somebody waking up somewhere in London with my voice, and I've got their gravelly thing.
Good morning.
So, voiceovers today. I can do loads of voiceovers. If anybody needs me for their major marketing campaign...
Andrex. Peugeot, the ride of your life.
You know what I mean? I can do all that.
Strangely attractive.
What?
Pardon?
What? What was?
The voiceover.
My voice is strangely attractive.
Yeah, if I was a PR person, I'd hire you.
Do yourself a favour, Dave. Just swap tops with Alan right now. Cut out the middleman. Speaking of which, Dave is wearing, as Alan and I have noticed, yet another new Christmas, bought by the wife, top. Hey, I tell you, we're looking good and we're feeling fine.
This time I see your face, your smile is shining through.
Take your time, Dominic and Juliet. Whenever you're ready, just waltz on in with your news and sport.
We're kind of here now.
Well, I'm waiting for you to be fully here now.
I'm here, I'm sitting.
Are
I'm
you
ready.
Sure? Right.
Are you ready, Dom?
I'm here.
Juliet's so cute this morning. She's coming to work wearing a top that she made herself. Oh, that's lovely.
Do you want me to make you one?
No. Because I think, you know, I don't want to be too similar to yourself. Because you are an individual. Look at you, look at... Jules has made her own top. Dave's got his Christmas top on. Rachel, same old tat she always wears. But it's nice to see people make an effort. Dominic, in his jumper. Lovely.
Christmas jumper.
Yeah. Is that the one that is the roll neck version of my...
It is, yeah. I've got the high neck version of your low neck.
It's fascinating radio. This is really good. Adrian next door. Wearing the usual middle of the road. Confused about himself clothing. And Alan's top has got a P on the front. Make your own jokes up there. One. Right, anyway, I'm waking up slowly and surely. What we'll do, we'll play Avril Lavigne, Basement Jacks. Let's get some news and sport from Dominic and Juliet. It's just gone 7 o'clock.
Fresh worries about Britain's air traffic control.
And Tim plays at 8.30 our time.
And the weather this morning, rain.
8.30? What's 8.30?
8.30.
And Tim plays at 8.30 our time. Back to you, Dominic.
Thanks, Jules. Weather this morning, wet and brighter later in the west. It's now 4 minutes past 7.
8.30. What's that all about?
I just missed the tea out, 8.30.
Yeah, like Alan most mornings, always missing my bloody tea out. I'm parched every morning when I start the show. By the way, on a technical side, I know a lot of... I want to get this out of the way before the anoraks start texting in.
Yeah, go on.
But your Peter Bowes clip,
yeah.
Obviously whatever you recorded onto, the fader was up, which is why you've got that kind of strange effect on it.
It does sound a bit ropey, doesn't it? I must admit.
That's what you've got, you see. I'll tell you what it is. If you open the fader while you're recording, you get that noise there.
That's exactly
you
what it is.
You drop it. That's it. Mate, I'm telling you.
Oh.
I'm an experienced... If I was a plumber, I'd have an ad in the Yellow Pages, full size, whole page.
If you were a plumber,
yes.
You could make an absolute fortune. We had to call one out on Sunday morning, and it's criminal. What they charge.
What, you
really
had a criminal
is?
Turn up to do your plumbing?
No, he was a completely legit plumber, corgi trained. But they charge a fortune.
A what?
So, a fortune.
A fortune? Excellent.
Yeah.
What are we talking about this morning?
I've no idea.
Should we start the show again?
Mm.
Right, okay. So do the end of the weather and we'll just take it from there.
Wet everywhere, dry later.
Thanks, Dominic. Good morning.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
past seven, Tuesday morning. We have a massive announcement, a Radio 1 live music announcement coming up later this morning at 8.15. Another contestant battling it out to possibly go into the hat to maybe win a chance to go to New York. Basement Jack's play next. This is Avril Lavigne at Radio 1. Good morning.
Chill out, what she yelling for?
Not for city limits.
And good morning to you. My name is Brian. I'm not Chris Moyles. I have Chris's body, but as you can hear, I have somebody else's voice.
Very bizarre. Good God, is that Rod McKenzie? Rod McKenzie, the head of news at 13 minutes past 7 in the building. You, me, Rod. It must be news o'clock. And they're obviously not listening, are they?
I know. They're completely...
And now Rod's going,
they're oblivious to what we're saying.
And then the vicar said, no thanks, I'm collecting for a jumble sale. Did he wet the bed, Rod? Look at him, look. Tell you what, do you know what that means? Rod McKenzie in, 7 o'clock in the morning, leaving at 3 in the afternoon. Well, I was in early this morning, so I'm going to get off about 3. Nice. Off to IKEA, are you? I know.
Why IKEA?
I don't know. That's what grown-ups do. They go to IKEA. You know...
No.
Yeah, they do. That's what grown-ups do.
I mean, I go to IKEA, but normally once every couple of years.
Yeah.
It's enough.
Anyway, morning. I saw my mate of mine last night.
In the pub?
Yeah, in the pub, and he had a lager top because he was driving. And he had his brand new car with him, and it's a Carrera 4.
That's a Porsche.
Tell me about it. It's very Porsche. And he went, you should get yourself one of these, kid. And I'm like, yeah, why would I want one of those? And he turned the key in the ignition, and he went, and I'm like, that's nice. I'm not really a car freak. I'm not really into cars.
Mm.
But it was nice.
I'd like one of those. I mean, I've always been into cars ever since I was a little kid. And I was always a bit obsessed with cars.
Well, you, obviously, you are a car lover, judging by the cars that you've had and driven in the past.
Yeah.
Cortina.
Uh-huh.
Capri.
Yep.
I mean, you go for the classics.
Mm. Nice. Modern day classics.
Yeah. What car would you like to drive around in next if you had your pick?
What? A money no object kind of scenario.
I'll do two. Do one money no object and two money a major object.
Well, money no object, I think I'd have two. I'd have something like a BMW M5, right? Mm. Something enormously fast but practical.
No
also.
Idea. I've no idea what that is.
And then...
Do you know what that is?
No.
No.
I'd probably have a little sort of, you know, weekend toy, like a little Lotus Elise or something like that.
Right.
Or maybe a TVR would be quite nice as well. Something less practical but more fun. What colour? What colour? I think I'd have the M...
See, now, here's the major difference. I might go for a TVR or a Lotus Elise. And Alan goes, I don't know what they are, but what colour would you go for?
I think I'd get the M5 in black.
No.
I think so. I like black cars.
Okay.
Not sure about the sporty
one. Why do you say no?
No. It just needs to be... It's too kit, isn't it?
Too kit?
Kit.
What, as in Knight Rider?
Yeah.
As in kit for car?
Yeah.
If you have a black car, it doesn't necessarily then look like Knight Rider's
car.
For
a sporty car, isn't it? It's going to be like kit. You need to go for something like dark green.
Dark
or
green?
Or maybe, I don't know.
What, orange, British Racing green? Something like that?
Yeah.
Right. Or yellow?
With an orange stripe down the side. No, not really. A dark green, though, would look good.
That would look like the shirt that we got Dave for his stag do.
That was disgusting. I can't believe that you made me wear that all night.
It's nice. And there are photos to prove it.
It's a good job I got drunk that night because it kind of softened the glare of my shirt.
Nice. Right, later on, I'm going to talk about I'm a celebrity. Or, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not a celebrity. Get me in there, please. I need work. New York later, and a big announcement, a live Radio 1 music announcement coming up at 8.15 this morning. 7.17 now.
Dare you say that my behavior is unacceptable, so condescending, unnecessary, but critical. I have the pitch to be. Is there anyone out there, cause it's getting harder than harder to be.
Clara's texting, you're absolutely right, that is a great track. Maroon 5 and Harder to Breathe, which is out this week.
Buy it, please.
A text message says, hi, Chris, I have a black Audi. And it's not like Kid. Give Allard a slap.
Thank you.
All right, hang on there.
Go on.
Don't give me a slap.
Stand still, Allard.
Why, can people text in saying, don't slap Allard, then, please? Well, and then you have to listen to them.
Yeah, well...
Don't slap me.
No, I'll take it back.
I'll complain to Greg Dyke.
Do you think Greg Dyke has any idea who you are?
No.
Where do you want to be slapped?
My head.
On your head? You ready? No, no, no. Stay still. You ready?
Oh. I don't get paid enough in this job.
How was it? Be honest. Was it a nice feeling?
No.
All right, fair enough then. Sarah Cox. Oh, look at his face. Did it hurt?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Really?
No, not really. Not at all. Sarah Cox. Yes, Dave?
Text comes in saying, don't slap Alex.
Oh, right. Hang on.
I know, Alex.
Let me...
Not Allard. So big fan of the show, obviously.
Allard, I'll rub it better, right? Lean forward.
No, you hit me again, I'll be really upset.
There's a massive red mark on the back of his neck. It's like the Red Hand Gang. Do you remember that at school?
Yeah.
Do you want to be the Red Hand Gang?
No.
And they slap you on the back really hard?
No.
Right, don't do that at school, by the way, kiddies, it's bad. Right, there, I'm rubbing it better.
Thank you.
Is that better?
Don't hit me.
What's a more bizarre feeling, me slapping you or then me rubbing it better?
Rubbing.
Right, okay, shall I stop?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we friends now?
Yes.
All right, okay.
Do you want some breakfast?
What? Where did that come from?
It's on my mind.
Right. Oh, hang on, another text has come in saying slap Allard again in the face. Hang on a sec. Sarah Cox. Radio 1. I forgot to do Buzz Off. So busy slapping Allard. I forgot about the features of the show.
How could we forget that?
I know. Look at Allard's face. Do you know what? He's really perked up since I gave him a little slap.
It wakes you up, actually.
I think you're enjoying that, young Jones.
Let's see the back of your neck.
I don't know where it is. No, there you go.
I don't know where it is.
It's just on the back.
It's not sticking.
It's kind of
back. Lower than your head.
Lower than your head.
Right.
Before your back.
Right, get ready to text 81199. 81199 is our text number. If you don't like the following track, you have to send me a text saying Buzz Off. And then we'll start counting the votes. When it gets to 2,000 votes, the record will go, well, the sound effects will go. And when you've heard that noise four times from Allard, Dave, Rachel and the listeners, the record will stop. Buzz Off, 81199. And I think we're going to get a massive response today. However, I think a lot of people will like the record.
Allard Buzz.
No, we haven't started, Allard. You can't do that. Do you want to slap your legs?
No.
81199, Buzz Off. Are you ready?
Yep.
Let's go.
Rules the nation with version.
Check it out.
Music arms are full of love.
I hate this.
Yeah,
Alex Buzz.
Musical youth.
Dave Buzz.
No! No! You're not joking. Come on.
Past the touchy on your left hand side. Past the touchy on your left hand side. I got one. Give me the music, make me jump.
Come on!
Cool and lonely, breezy afternoon. When you've got no food.
Don't know.
Because it was the month of June.
How does it feel when you got no food?
So I left my gate and went out for a walk.
Dominic, Juliet and Joe are exec dancing. Like Steve Wright's Afternoon Boys. Look at them.
It's like a news calypso.
I'm telling you. Genius, genius, like Scatman John earlier.
To find out what was going on.
How does it feel when you got no food?
Cause the spirit of Jah, you know he leads you on.
How does it feel when you got no food?
There was a ring of jets and the session was there in swing.
How does it feel when you got no food?
And you could feel the chill as I seen and heard them sing.
How does it feel when you got no food? Allard, you can't text from my phone. That doesn't count.
It's gone, yeah.
Give me my phone back. God's sake, eh?
You've got to ask the bill payer before.
Listen, listen. I like this bit. Give me little music, make me wind up. Come on, let's see you sing. Come on, everybody. Buzz off, 8999 if you don't like it. Pass the dutchie pan the left hand side. But you do. Pass the dutchie pan the left hand side. It a go bun. Give me the music, make me jump and fun. It a go done. Give me the music, make me jumping at it all. I'm going to get it all in. On the left hand side. It's going to be a full track. On the left hand side. On the left east, west. Side.
I reckon you rigged that. I can't
Rachel, Rachel, did I rig it?
No.
There you go. Rachel was looking at the text messages. 2006.
I hate that record.
Well, what can I tell you? The nation were loving it, Dave. You have no taste. Musical Youth, Pastor Dutchie. And if anyone's listening from the band Musical Youth, good morning. Hope life is good.
Think they will be?
I don't know. Depends what time McDonald's opens. Not the way that we're bumping, tell you something, feeling good inside. It's the way I was moving, no it. See, instead of Musical Youth, I was going to play this.
White Wedding?
Yeah.
Would have preferred that.
Would you?
Yeah, maybe you can save that for another day.
Or, right, for, to be quite, you know, a little bit strange and off the musical popularity thing. That doesn't make
Left
sense.
Left field, I think, is the word you're looking
Thanks.
For.
Thanks. I'd have gone for this.
Hold me now. Thompson Twins. Great
Juliet's going, I love Teacher Grace.
You see, but you shouldn't be playing these now because what? You can save these for further Buzz Off instalments.
You think so?
Mm. I look forward to them.
What about this one?
Yeah, Police. Everything she does is magic.
Every little thing she does. The big things she did, not so good. Not
average.
So magical. Right, and this is now a test to see how sad some of the audience are. What CD am I playing those from? And I bet someone knows. 8999, thank you. BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat. Coming up, Rachel Stevens and Outkast. Here's Dom and Jules with some news and sport. 7:31.
I'd like to read me weather, but Jules has nicked it.
I was a paper short.
Cloudy with rain at times this morning, turning brighter in the west, but rather windy. Your Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 8 o'clock.
That's the gist of it, yeah.
Who wrote more at 8 o'clock?
I don't know, but it's wrong. It's now 7:34.
That's it, we've changed it. Yeah. Now you tell the time instead of going forward.
Who's Albert Casterdom?
Who's what?
Albert Casterdom.
That's what you said. You didn't say that.
Albert Casterdom.
And also, I like the Chris Coleman clip where he goes, I saw him, I shook his hand, I wished him all the best, I gave him a hefty kick in the balls, and I pushed him over. You know, that's what you get if you mess with me. Don't mess with the Coleman. You'll get it coming.
What? Did he actually say that word
for
word?
No. Well, he said the first bit, but he didn't say the second bit.
Mm-hmm.
What can I tell you? Anything else you want to discuss about the great news and sport feature?
No.
All right. Can I just tell you, 650 people have just texted in to say that I have the Wedding Singer CD with me this morning. 650 people.
That is unbelievable.
How sad is that? And you're absolutely right. And I also at home have the Wedding Singer Volume 2.
I didn't know it existed.
Well, it does, Dave. And maybe tomorrow I will treat you with some of those great gems. Or maybe not. Now Chris Moyles is at breakfast. He hasn't changed at all. He still looks overweight and fancies Zoe Ball. He's still the same old Moyles. He eats out of the trough. And he won't change at all till he asks for Fridays off. 7:36, good morning. The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio. 8:15 today, we've got a big live music announcement to do with Radio 1 and a band and some live music. I don't want to give anything away yet, but I will tell you, it's live music and Radio 1 stuff. Good morning! 7:43, Outkast, Hey Ya. I'm still... still loving that record. I'm not bored of this record at all. It's a great record.
And
do you know what? So interrupt.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought? Because I was sick to the back teeth of, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
But I think it's a vastly superior record to that one.
Oh, that's
which
great.
Is probably why it's lasted longer.
I think
longevity, that's what it's about.
Really?
Mm.
Okay. So newspaper today. Jordan might show she's more than a big pair of boobs. Or she might not. That's right. Tuffers has joined the Sun. Famous for being Tuffers. He was a cricketer, I believed. Am I right in saying he was a bad boy of cricket because occasionally he had a drink and smoked a cigarette?
He had a general laddie personality, but reputation.
But he never saw him streaking naked down the high street or anything. It was just like, you know, the bad boy of cricket. Why is he bad? Is he push tellies out of windows in a hotel? No. Was he joyriding?
No.
What does he do? Goes to the pub sometimes. Oh, what a bad boy! It's written into your contract if you're a DJ at Radio 1. You got to go to the pub. Anyway, so Tuffers has joined the Sun to get ready for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Or, as I'd be referring to it, I'm Not a Celebrity, Get Me In Here. Because I'm looking at the lineup and there's some people in here that I haven't a clue who they are. And Dave and Rachel go, oh, I know who they are. But, I think a lot of people will be with me on this, right? Here we go, then. Razor Ruddock.
You know him, don't you?
Yeah,
footballer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he used to play for Liverpool?
Yeah. Do you know he's only 35?
Yeah.
Now, he's a bit of a boy. He'll be the toughest of that one.
He'll be good value, actually, Ruddock.
He's quite hard, isn't he?
What, Razor?
That's why it's Razor, yeah.
No, that's his real name.
It's not.
It is, yeah. So anyway, Razor Ruddock, he used to play for Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
And
West Ham.
That's right. Next, Diane Modal.
Diane Modal.
Who is she?
She is a former athlete.
I never heard of her.
A very good athlete.
Who also, interestingly, went to my college. And I used to see her when I was there in Warrington, in the library, the one time I went.
She's 37.
Yeah.
How old are you?
She was a mature student.
Right. I've never heard of her. Seriously, I've no idea who she is. When Dave said Diane, whatever her
Modal,
name, I thought it was Jet from Gladiators.
No, that's Diane Udale, right, or Udall or something. No, she's from Manchester, Diane Modal. Right. Nice lady.
Mike Reed. You know, not Mike Reed, who's the fella from EastEnders.
No.
But Mike Reed, who used to do the Radio 1 breakfast show.
And am I right in thinking that he was drafted in because Frank Carson, who I was looking forward to seeing in there enormously, was not permitted to go as a result of his age, I think?
I don't know. So Mike Reed, bless him. Jenny Bond is the BBC, former BBC Royal Reporter.
Mm.
Are you kidding me? The word celebrity is in the title? Jenny Bond?
But she's meant the Queen.
We've got one working on the show. That doesn't mean anything. Sorry, no offence, Dominic. All right. Jenny Bond. Next, John Lydon. Now, I'm very, 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 very surprised that John would do this show. John Lydon, Sex Pistols legend. We met him a couple of years ago. 2 years or something.
In America.
And I like him. I've got a bit of a soft spot for John Lydon. He's very, very, very intelligent and speaks his mind. I think he's going to be a lot of fun, and I think he's going to... He doesn't take any prisoners.
He's been getting a bit of stick in the press, though, for doing this, because it kind of goes against all of his anti-establishment punk ethos.
Well, the guy's 47 years old, you know what I mean? He's done his bit.
Hmm.
You know, he's allowed to do it. As far as I'm concerned, he can do whatever he wants.
But he's been accused of selling out by certain sections of the media.
So anyway, John's in there, and John is bound to go, shut up, Jordan, you top-heavy cow. He's bound to kick off. Right, next, Lord Brockett. Who?
Now, he was...
Lord Brockett?
He's a disgraced...
That was the name of the dog in Fraggle Rock?
Brockett, that was.
Right.
He's a disgraced peer who I think was involved in some...
Never heard of him. Never heard of him. Lord Brockett, are you kidding me? I am a celebrity. Next, Peter Andre. Now that's more like it. Peter Andre, I'll have that one.
He's in your boat.
What's up, party people? It's Peter Andre here. Check out my six-pack, eh? So he should be very funny.
I don't think he will be.
Do you not?
No.
Oh, I think he will. I think it's fair to say about Peter. Not the sharpest knife in the rack.
It's always the older ones who are more funny.
Well, we'll see.
Peter Andre's got home advantage, though, hasn't he? He's Australian. He'll know what kind of grubs to eat.
Razor Ruddock, funny.
Mm.
John Lydon, funny. Right? Peter Andre will be amusing because he's a bit...
I reckon he'll go out quite early.
Alex Best. Famous for being George Best's missus. What? Why don't we just have Cliff Richard's next-door neighbour in there? Although... I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. I think she's quite a piece. She's a piece of ass.
And she's a very attractive lady. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that. Hot.
And she's only, you know, she's 31. Mm. You know,
she's only about 7 years older than us.
And then the other two, which is well documented, Kerry McFadden, who, God bless her, right? She's bloody annoying, isn't she? Do you know what I mean? And Jordan. Who actually isn't as stupid and thick and slutty as everybody makes her out to be. I'll give you that. She ain't a nun. But... Jordan, she's got a brain up there.
I think she could actually come out of this with some credibility and actually do her image some good.
So that's the lineup for I'm a Celebrity. Lord Brockett... Diane Morrill.
Madal.
Whatever her name is. Jenny Bond. Anyway, so I'm going to put... John Lydon won't win. But he'll be very, very funny.
Mm.
Razor Ruddock will probably win it. Or... Jordan. There you go.
Maybe we should do another sweepstake.
Hey, I can organise that. I'll organise that.
No, no way, no. It'll go on forever.
Stick
no one will
put names
no,
like that.
No way.
It's easy. I've got the hang of it now.
No way. You're joking.
Six of us, which means we've got to have.
It's 7:50 on Radio 1. Good morning.
I fell in love with a boy. I fell in love once and all.
Josh Stone fell in love with a boy. Like that. Comes out on Monday. Somebody this week is going to win a trip to New York with Radio 1, and it could be you. We will be playing our New York contest when?
After 8:30.
What was the point? What was that all about?
I was just thinking.
Rachel kind of, like, glided towards the microphone.
There's, like, a bigger satellite delay than yesterday with Bedingfield.
So that's after 8:30.
So, all right, so after 8:30. So if you want to go to New York, be listening. and get ready to call us and we'll tell you when and blah, blah, blah and all that. Razor Ruddock, apparently, according to...
sources close to us.
JP.
Mm-hmm.
Says he was named Razor after a boxer called Donovan Razor Ruddock.
There you go.
Education and information for the nation.
I'm in a book. Mama, I got what you need. You like to feel the buzz. I'm in the habit of sex. I'm in the making love. So come give me a hug. In the getting rough.
50 Cent in the club at Radio 1. 7:57. Good morning. So, your chance to go to New York. First of all, you've got to get on the air. Then you've got to answer a load of questions. Then you've got to have one of the highest scores of the week. Then you've got to come on the Eliminator on Friday. Then you've got to win that. And then you go to New York. Sounds complicated, but someone's got to go. So we'll open the lines for that later. And at 8:15 this morning, a big Radio 1 live music announcement coming up. Boogie Pimps at Radio 1, Somebody to Love. So a big live music announcement coming up in 15 minutes. One. Also, Jamelia, LMC and U2 coming up. Let's get some news and sport with Dom and Jules. It's just gone 8 o'clock.
Fresh fears about air traffic control.
Wet, brighter later in the west. I've just been hit with a ball. It's 4 minutes past 8. News from the BBC.
At its best.
Can I just... That horrible line, the Coleman mustard...
That was Dave's fault.
...was Comedy Dave's fault.
I just thought that there might be a clever line involving...
You thought wrong.
...Coleman, mustard and key. Yeah.
You
see?
Thought wrong, my love.
In retrospect, I regret it.
Rubbish!
I think it worked.
Do you think?
I thought it was very...
Dom wrote it.
Did you?
Well, I did, yeah. Jules was struggling with that
no,
hilarious line, so I thought I'd muscle in and help out. And
Bobby Davro must be pricking himself, I'm telling you.
Your morning just got better, the saviour is here. His aftershave is Old Spice, his breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people cause he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan but he's got his own hair.
8:05 in the morning.
Royal Show, National Radio 1.
In 10 minutes' time, a big live music announcement. If you like live music and announcements, do we have one for you coming up in 10 minutes. Jamelia, superstar. Hi, this is Jamelia on Radio 1. Aye. LMC and U2 before that, Take Me to the Travel Lodge, which comes out on Monday. We should come up with an alternative I'm a celebrity list.
What, our own? Yeah, non-celebrities.
Yeah, or celebrity. A mixture of celebrities and non-celebrities. Jim Bowen goes in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, I'll work on it. No, I was waiting for you to say the person that you always say in times like this.
Elton Wellesby.
Is exactly who I was thinking of.
I think, what do you mean? Who? Elton Wellesby.
You know nothing, Rachel.
He never lived.
Richard Whiteley?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And Vorderman.
Well, and Vorderman.
Yeah. Alright. I feel like a double act in the jungle. I don't know what else to say.
A big announcement next. Pay my face in your magazines,
make it look... 10 seconds to big announcement.
I'm trying to sell this, Dave. That's why I've got the echo on.
It's exciting now. Mm.
Here comes Radio 1's first huge live music announcement for 2004. In June... A band is coming to the UK with Radio 1. And they will play live. And you can go and see them. And you can listen to it on Radio 1. But who's the band? This one.
My life plays a spike with pain and music is my aeroplane. It's my aeroplane.
Red!
Fly away on my zeppelin. I feel it more.
Chili Peppers going to be coming to the UK. They will play in Hyde Park, London, Saturday, the 19th of June. 85,000 people will be there. And Radio 1 will be backstage covering the gig. They'll also play Sunday, the 13th of June, Murrayfield Stadium in Edinburgh. And Manchester, the City of Manchester Stadium, Friday the 18th of June. Very exciting.
Top gigs.
Yes. So once again, Chili Peppers are coming to the UK with Radio 1. Saturday, June 19th, 85,000 people in London's Hyde Park, and we'll all be backstage. That will be an amazing day. Before that, 13th of June, Murrayfield Stadium in Edinburgh. And Friday the 18th of June, City of Manchester Stadium. It sounds like someone's fallen over.
There's someone, like, drumming on the wrong track in the background.
If you want more information about the gigs, you can call the concert line. It's 08700 100 100 and go through the options until you hear concert information. Or you can go to Radio 1 online. www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Tickets for the gigs don't go on sale until Saturday morning, 9 a.m. However, I have a pair of tickets and I'm going to give them away now. Which album featured Under the Bridge? 08700 100 100. If you're a massive Chili Peppers fan, phone now. I will give you a pair of tickets to see them in Hyde Park. What?
You've got to say the year of the album.
Why?
Because there's a very good reason for saying it, which is why I wrote it that way.
Oh, what? So not the greatest hits?
Correct.
Which album featured Under the Bridge when it was on first album that isn't the greatest hits?
Released in 1991.
That I album. Thought most people would have got
Yeah,
that.
I know, but technically it's got to be said.
But do you know what? If somebody would have phoned him and gone, I know the answer, it's the greatest hits of Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I would just go, shut up, and cut them off. Mm. 0800 100 100 100. Will take loads of right names and will choose somebody. They will go to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers live, Hyde Park, London, Saturday, June 19th. Only with Radio 1. Oh. 8:19, Tuesday morning. Get calling and win tickets to see the Chilis live. Away now. Sing it, Dave.
Give it away now.
Yeah. Just once then. Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Give it away now. Give it away now. Chili Peppers. Love that. Great. You ever seen them live?
Yes, I have actually.
Where?
I saw them at the Camden Palace in London a few years ago. A very small secret gig. Well, it wasn't secret because everyone was there, but it was secret before.
I saw them in Reading. Give it away now. And it was either 94 or 95. And the same weekend that Primal Scream were also one of the headliners.
But they are fantastic live.
So in case you just switched to Radio 1, the reason we played that is because we've just done our first live music announcement of the year. Red Hot Chili Peppers. We're bringing them to the UK. And they're going to do 3 massive gigs. Sunday, 13th of June, Murrayfield Stadium, Edinburgh. Friday, 18th of June, City of Manchester Stadium. And then, Saturday, June 19th, 85,000 people will watch the Chili Peppers play live in Hyde Park in London. We'll be backstage, loads of people from Radio 1. And we will have tickets to give away. And we have a pair. Now. Tickets don't go on sale. Sorry. Right. Tickets don't go on sale until Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Ring the normal phone-in line and go to the... Do you know, it's not the concert line. I think it's the live events line.
Is it?
Yeah. Thank you for calling, Ray. Oh, here we go. Listen. Oh, no. It's that when the chair falls over in the background. Right, so let's give away the tickets. I asked, which Red Hot Chili Peppers album, released in 1991, featured the track Under the Bridge? Dave made me say 1991, so all the smart asses didn't go, the greatest hits of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Technically, they'd be right, you see. That's the problem.
Line number 4.
Hello!
Who are you?
I'm Suzanne Romano.
Suzanne Romano?
Yes.
What a lovely name.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Where are you from?
I'm from Liverpool.
Whereabouts?
West Derby.
That's where they did Brookie round there.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, fair enough, then. Is West Derby quite nice?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Quite posh.
Ooh. Do you like the Chili Peppers?
I do. Massive, huge fan.
What's the name of the album?
Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
What?
Which album? What are we talking about?
No, well, you did it, but the way you said it, kind of whispered it in my... It sounded like you went... Da, 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 da.
Oh, Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
Is the right answer.
Now, yay!
But you haven't won yet.
I know.
Right. So, this is the first time anyone's known about these gigs in the UK. Right?
Wow.
Tickets don't go on sale until 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Right? You are the first person in the UK to get a pair of tickets to see them.
Oh, my God.
Are you crying?
No.
Oh. It would be really good for the ratings if you could.
No, I don't think I can. So.
Really? Right, no. Balls to you then. You only get one ticket.
Restricted view.
Yeah. I'm going to put you behind me. You won't see a thing. All right, well, listen, you're going to go and see them.
Yay!
Saturday, June 19th.
Yeah?
We'll bring you down to London. Well, you can pay for it yourself, right? And then you and a mate can see the Chili Peppers.
Yes!
Yes!
Come on!
It's a nice start to the day.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
No worries. Have a good day.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye. Right, so at any point today, you can phone up 08700 100 100. Go to the live events line. They'll give you all the info where you can get tickets from. Or go to the website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. 9 o'clock Saturday morning, tickets go on sale for Murrayfield, June 13th. City of Manchester Stadium, Friday, June 18th. And then Saturday, June 19th, Hyde Park, London. Chili Peppers coming to the UK with Radio 1. Sounds like a bad edit.
It does, doesn't it?
Listen. Okay, it's not happening now. Do we get tickets?
Well, I hope so.
I would like tickets.
I too would like tickets.
Rachel?
I'd like tickets, but we might have to phone up.
Right, okay. Answer this question, Rachel. Name the band, the Red Hot What Peppers.
Chili.
Well done. You've just won Joe Wiley's tickets. Right, Dave. Mm-hmm. The Red Hot Chili Peppers have men or women in the band?
I'm going to say men.
Correct. You win Mark and Lard's tickets.
Thank you.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers had a hit with Give It Away Now. Well done, Chris. You just won Sarah Cox's tickets. Thank you. We're all going to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers, courtesy of Radio 1.
Everyone a winner.
That's the truth. Oh, how would the line goes? I don't know.
That's the truth.
I don't know, is that it?
I don't know.
Who cares? It's 8:27. It's Tuesday morning. Morning. If you're stuck in traffic. Don't forget, if you get to work today, or college or uni, as I always say, and you've got a computer there, any of the show that you missed this morning, you can listen again. On Radio 1's Listen Again online feature. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go to the Chris Moores page. It'll tell you how you can listen again to this here show.
He seemed impressed.
So we should go on there. Reptilia from the Strokes. How are the phone lines? Are people still ringing? What is it with these people? Stop ringing, you numpties. We haven't got any more tickets to give away. If you were listening, we're just... Dave won a pair, Rachel won a pair, and I won a pair. Right? And that girl from Liverpool...
Suzanne.
She won a pair. Stop ringing. You're wasting your life.
You keep dialing the number there, I might get through.
We're just giving it away.
Anyway, we might have another pair, and I'll keep trying.
No!
087...
No!
When he just said 08700 100 100, to find out more about the tickets.
Yeah, but you don't press number one, you don't come through the studio, you press the live events line.
Well, I don't know that, do I?
Well, pay attention, cloth ears.
087...
Stop ringing! Alan's now got... They're still ringing. I don't know what's wrong with these people. And now, what always happens, and this is the God's honest truth, what happens is someone now is listening to radio in the kitchen and they're in the other room, and they've heard me, but they haven't really heard what I'm saying. If you heard that, Chris Moyles just said ring off for tickets and you can go see the Chili Pepper. No, I haven't! Stop ringing! Shut up! Thank you, please.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeats.
You have a chance to phone it for something else in a minute, but in the meantime, calm down and stop ringing. We'll play Jakarta and Khalees in a second. Let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules. It's 8:32.
And the main news. There was no red carpet, just grass for the stars in London's Leicester Square last night. It was the premiere of Tim Burton's latest film, Big Fish. In it, Ewan McGregor travels the world on a series of fantastical adventures. Wow. And he loved working with the man behind Batman.
He knows exactly what he's doing as a filmmaker. He doesn't appear nervous. You don't pick up any nerves from him. So you're able just to do your job properly and play and experiment.
Can I just say, by the way?
Yeah.
We noticed it at 7:30.
naughty, and I didn't pick up on it, all right? Mm. But stop being very, very childish and using the line, he loved working with the man behind Batman. We know what you're doing, and you're a child. Grow up and be sensible.
I honestly have no idea what you're referring to.
It's the joke. I know what you're doing. You're doing the joke.
What joke?
Robin.
Well, you're this far away from the old childish playground joke.
Which one?
If the answer's cock Robin, what's the question? That one.
Ah, see, I had no idea. I genuinely had no idea. And as Chris has just revealed, Radio 1 will exclusively broadcast the Red Hot Chili Peppers from London's Hyde Park this summer. Tickets go on sale at the weekend. Here's Kev Geegan from our entertainment team.
The huge outdoor gig will take place on the 19th of June. The Chilis will also play at Edinburgh's Murrayfield Stadium on the 13th and the City of Manchester Stadium on the 18th. Tickets are £35 and go on sale at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
That.
The full details are on the Radio 1 website. Or call the concert line on 08700 100 100.
Said that a lot better than you as well.
He's reconfirming those details for those people who may have just tuned in.
Kevin Keegan, whatever his name is.
Geegan.
Huh?
Geegan.
Yeah, whatever.
Now, we were telling you all about the airport with a name problem yesterday morning. Bosses at East Midlands Airport have finally made their decision. They're changing the name of the place to Nottingham East Midlands Airport.
Right.
But it means more confusion. The nearest city to Nottingham East Midlands Airport is Derby. And right. The airport itself is actually in Leicestershire. And
yes,
there's already a Nottingham airport.
Why don't they... If the nearest city is Derby, why don't they just call it Derby Airport?
Because there's already a Derby airport.
Why don't they just keep it East Midlands? Because it's betwixt the three, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why don't they call it Leicestershire Airport?
Again, I don't know.
Or why don't they find someone famous from the area and name after them, I don't know, like the Jim Bowen Airport.
The Gary Lineker Airport.
Yeah.
The Noddy Holder Airport.
That'll do me, son. Okay. Sounds great.
Something far more simple. Newcastle are up to Leeds United features in the papers this morning. Newcastle rumoured to be ready to snatch Alan Smith for £3 million.
Don't go! Don't leave us now, now, now!
Paul Robinson being lined up to keep them going.
Don't go! What does that mean?
Being lined up to be sold to anyone who wants him.
Don't, well, it's not going.
Okay.
It might, but
and,
I don't know. Don't go! Don't go, Robbo!
Players reported to be refusing to accept a 30% temporary pay cut.
Greedy gets. Hey, give something back, you tight wads, driving you around in your Lamborghinis and all that. Give it back.
Bit of tennis for you. It's drizzling in Melbourne.
It's what?
Drizzling.
Drizzling.
That was my impression of Dom. Tim's first round match at the Australian Open has been delayed a little bit. His court isn't covered, but Greg's already down and out. He lost in straight sets to Albert Costa.
Weather this morning, cloudy with rain at times, turning brighter in the west, but rather windy. It's now 8.37, nearly 8.38.
Brian Clough Airport says some.
Oh, yeah, note to Dominic.
That'd be a good one.
Noddy Holder isn't from the East Midlands.
Where's he from?
West Midlands.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Isn't it Wolverhampton?
Is everyone nodding at,
Robin Hood Airport.
Is that the Black Country?
That'd be good, wouldn't it? Robin Hood Airport.
Yeah.
Is that known as the Black Country, Rachel, or not?
No.
This is where you go mad, isn't it? It's really funny.
How about the Dominic Byrne Airport?
That's nice, yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, although I was born in Norwich. But apart from that, it works. I don't know anyone else from East Midlands, do you?
To see...
Yes, I do.
Steve.
Sandra.
Willie Thorne, isn't he from Leicester?
Oh, shut up now.
New York, New York, so good we play it twice.
Right, you should know about this by now. Radio 1 is going to New York for a big weekend at the end of the month. Coxie, Westwood, Goldfinger, Zane Lowe.
Not us.
All be broadcasting live from Manhattan.
That's New York.
And you can go as well. We sorted out tickets for you and a mate to go to New York for a weekend.
Which is a very nice prize.
All you need to do is play a competition New York, New York show. Could we play it twice, baby boy? I like Blazing Squad. We do it twice in this show, and then we do it in Coxie's show. So every day there is...
Twice, or two, opportunities, if you like, to play this game.
Lovely.
Thank you, please.
You've got to come on and answer as many questions. It says here to do with America, but I don't agree.
Why?
Because I think your questions are very, 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 very tenuously connected to America.
They are general knowledge questions themed around the topics of film, music and Americana in general.
Right, so they're not all to do with America?
Yeah, they are. Loosely.
Kelly and Ozzy Osbourne had a recent hit with what?
They Live in America.
What? That's just rubbish.
It's not.
That's absolute rubbish. Anyway,
08700 100 100 if you want to be on. 08700 100 100. Did I say that right then?
Yeah.
And you could be going. Money. Right, you ready?
Yep.
Good. It's 8:40. Good morning.
We're here to entertain you each morning from 7. We finish up at 10, then we leave at half 11. If you listen every morning and think our show is funny, the figures will go up and we'll get paid much more money.
Jakarta and Khalees, play right now.
Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Baby boy, Khalees, milkshake, I'm drinking that. Slurp it up, baby.
My Tim Westwood impression.
Needs work.
Do you think so?
Mm.
Okay, fair enough.
New York, New York, so good we play it twice.
We're doing it, Cox is doing it. Everybody's doing it. Picking the nose and chewing it. No, eh, right, no. New York, New York, so good we play it twice.
See what we done there?
Yeah.
Clever, huh?
Right, so week after next, Coxie, Zane Lowe, Westwood Goldfinger, they're going to New York to do their shows from all over Manhattan. Zane is live next Thursday night with the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and other bands. Next Friday morning, Coxie is live from Cat's Deli.
Which, as you said yesterday, was the setting for the Meg Ryan organism scene in When Harry Met Sally.
On my notes, Dave, it says, it's played host to presidents, movie stars and boxing's heavyweights.
Maybe. Not welterweights.
Oh. Anyway, let's get on with it. I think you know by now. The game is so good we play it twice. Each day we play two rounds, one with us, one with Sarah. She played yesterday afternoon, so here's the state of play so far. Lisa from our show got 13. Gaz from Preston, who's on with Coxie, got 8. Did I say 15 then, or 13?
13.
13, right. Yeah, she did. And Gaz got 8. I can tell you that so far, Lisa is first and Gaz is second.
That's the way the leaderboard is looking.
That's right. So let's choose another one to play. As many questions in 60 seconds. Obviously, no, it's not how many I read out, it's how many you answer correctly. So let's meet our contestant. Let's go for line 5.
Hey! Hey!
Hey! Hey! Papa Diddle-Doo, good morning.
Good morning.
Who are
you?
I'm great, huh?
I'm Alex.
Hello, Alex.
And you're obviously Chris.
Yes, hi.
How's the morning show going?
It's going very well.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're doing very well.
God bless you. What do you do?
I work in event management. I sell sponsorship to big corporate companies.
How exciting.
Oh, very.
Have you been to New York before?
I have, actually. I have visited it, and I have been one of the lucky ones to go up the Twin Towers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have.
Well, you might be going again.
I would do hope so, and hopefully I'll be able to take the fiancé.
Mmm.
Yeah, getting married at the end of the year.
So. Are you? God bless you.
Thank you.
I don't really care. Right, so, why didn't get an invite? Nothing.
Oh, they haven't gone out yet.
Well, you're obviously not that keen. was it a nice one he proposed? Did he go down on one knee?
It was a long time ago. It was a long time ago.
How long ago?
6 years ago.
6 years? Yes. You've been engaged for 6 years and you're not getting married until the end of this year?
Yeah.
Sort it out, man. What's his name?
His name is Ricky.
Oh, dear.
Ricky.
Ricky?
Yeah, Ricky.
Sort it out, Ricky. Right, you ready then?
Yep.
Okay, you have to answer as many questions as possible in 60 seconds. If you don't know, just say pass.
Okay.
Because you don't lose a point. So if you don't know, just shout pass and I'll go on to the next one.
Okay.
If you're one of the top 4 scorers of the week, you go through to our eliminator final on Friday. Win that, you go to New York.
Brilliant.
It couldn't be simpler.
No.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Big breath. And I'm only 16. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, stop laughing, otherwise you'll never get the answers out.
Yeah, okay.
Right, you ready?
No.
All right, I'll wait until you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready now.
Okay. Let's go.
Start the clock.
Alan McBeal is played by which skinny actress?
Calista Flockhart.
What is the name of the coffee shop in the TV series Friends?
Central Perk.
The city of Chicago is situated in which U.S. state?
Illinois.
American Independence Day falls on which date?
4th of July.
Which female American singer recently hosted the MTV Europe Music Awards in Edinburgh?
Christina Aguilera.
Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler was a famous actress' daughter. What is her name?
Liv Tyler.
Where in the world would you find the Statue of Liberty?
New York.
Denver is the capital of which U.S. state?
Sorry, which...
Denver is the capital of which U.S. state?
Dallas.
Which Brummy rock legend recently injured himself in a nasty quad biking accident?
Ozzy Osbourne.
What is Eminem's real name?
Marshall Mathers.
True or false, Washington, D.C. is the capital of Washington State?
Yes,
which
true.
Which actor links the films Cape Fear and Meet the Parents?
Robert De Niro.
Mike Tyson is from which U.S. city?
Las Vegas.
What is the name of the actress who plays Phoebe in Friends?
Pass.
Which American actress played the lead role in the film Bridget Jones's Diary?
Renée Zellweger.
True or false, the Strokes are from Los Angeles?
Time's up.
True.
It was false.
Well.
Do you know, I'm out of breath from reading those as quick as I can. But...
How many did I get? How many did I get?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I know you got the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 right.
Yeah.
Wow. You got 11. Which means you're second so
second
far.
At the moment.
It's a good score.
The what?
Second at the moment.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is good.
Yeah, not too bad.
Don't be disappointed.
No.
The winner so far has got 13. You have 11, but it really doesn't make any difference because as long as you're one of the four highest scores of the week,
right.
You come to play again on Friday.
Okay.
But I would imagine... That might be good enough.
I think so.
Because I read those as quick as I could.
Mm.
And you got... Seriously, you got the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 right. Which was really good.
Yeah. They were quite good. They were good questions.
Thank you very much.
Dave wrote them.
I think I've been reading too much of the Daily Tabloids.
Well, you did really well. I was very impressed.
Well, let's hope that I'll be there on Friday.
She knew that Chicago is in Illinois.
I was impressed with that. Good geography knowledge.
Private education.
Mike Tyson is from which U.S. city? And you said Las Vegas. Why did you say Las Vegas?
I don't know. Is it right?
Well, have a guess. You've got one... I mean, you don't get a point for it, but bearing in mind what you're playing for, where do you think he's from?
New York.
Correct.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I know, but it was worth the guess.
Yeah.
Las Vegas.
It's only easy when you know the answers, you know.
Well, that's true.
Exactly. All right. I knew the first seven.
Hey?
And I knew the first seven.
Mm. Right, you need Coxie to stutter her way through all the questions for the rest of the week. And me to be rubbish then with the other contestants. And then you're back on Friday morning.
I'll be back on Friday morning. Okay.
So you might be going to New York.
That would be brilliant.
With Coxie.
The other half would be very happy.
I bet he will. And you could get married.
In New York?
Yeah.
I'll get married in Sicily.
Or, do you know what? He could propose to you all over again.
And I could have a new ring.
Well, whatever you want, love. I'm not even going there, which I'm sure Ricky's pleased about. So, good luck.
Thanks very much,
Chris. Talk to you later. Bye.
Cheers, bye.
Right, Sarah, then, this afternoon, you get a chance to do all of that again. But it could be you answering the questions. It could be you going to New York. Sarah from 3, be listening.
Radio 1. This is Radio 1.
This is Radio 1. Oh, hang on, what happened there? Go! Thank you. 8.55, Dave's TD Slink is next.
Oh God, it is as well, isn't it?
Yeah, you might want to start putting that together now, Dave. You have until the end of Muse.
Got it.
In fact, we'll have to do it before the end of Muse. Enjoy Hysteria. Radio 1. So listen to Sarah this afternoon if you want to go to New York, get voting for a competition. You can be on the air with her later this afternoon from 3 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. As a continuity announcer, always on the telly, that's 97 to 99 FM. I don't know why I said
that. Is there intonation?
I don't know. Right, Dave, ready?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get to this morning's TD Slink from yesterday morning's TD Slink Republica and ready to go?
A republic, as we learned yesterday, is actually pronounced Republica if you're in the Czech Republic and are a Czech. Czech 1-2 was Craig McLaughlin's band who recorded the seminal pop smash Mona in 1990, the video for which featured Craig and the boys playing guitar on the back of a pickup truck. A pickup truck is a vehicle of choice for American farmers who need to transport chickens. Chickens are their primary source of eggs. Eggs are often eaten with bacon. bacon. Bacon comes from pigs, as do sausages. Sausages are sold by a butcher. Butcher, first name Ricky, has a son called Liam. Liam Neeson is part of the all-star cast that appear in Love Actually, along with Martine McCutcheon. Martine McCutcheon went to Liza Minnelli's wedding. The wedding present are from Leeds, as are the Sisters of Mercy and The Mission, both of whom had a penchant for wearing black. Black is also worn by certain members of the clergy in church. And church is where you go if you want to kneel down and pray. Which links us to this morning's tedious link. Ah. It is Pray by Take That.
Oh, I love the song. Oh, I used to love Take That, Mark Owen. It's gorgeous. Right, well, enjoy Take That and Pray at Radio 1. Puffin! Jules, is it today's birthday? 33. Happy birthday, Gary Barlow.
33.
Gary Barlow, sitting in his big house with his piano and his hair.
I always thought we were similar ages. That makes him, like, almost 10 years older than
Yeah, it does, yeah. Yes, Rachel?
It's Will Young's birthday today, isn't
it? Is it really? Yes. Happy birthday, Will Young and Gary Barlow. In fact, I'm going to sing for the pair of you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
You get excited?
No.
Happy birthday, Gary Barlow and Will Young. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. There you go. That's nice of me, don't you think?
Mm.
No, if they were just waking up, they'll be going, oh. Will Young, I'd love to get up to me first thing in the morning. Singing happy birthday to him.
Good morning, Gary Barlow, too.
And good morning to Mark Owen. He might be listening.
He might be.
Howard might be listening.
Jason
Orange, yeah. No, it wasn't Jason Orange's. Robbie Williams won't be listening. Because he's in L.A. La La Tinsel.
He might be listening on Tinternet.
Might be listening on Tinternet. If you are listening, Robbie, you never come on our show, so I'm not saying hello to you. Hey, forget me singing happy birthday when it's your birthday, son.
That'll learn him.
I'm telling you. I'll sing for Mark Owen. Anyway, seamless link?
Yeah.
Right. Shall we ring Will Young later on?
Do you have his number?
Well, I'm sure I can find it somewhere.
Well, if you have his number, then perhaps we could ring him.
Alan's got his number in his little black book. He's got all the stars in there. Will Young, Kavanagh, Danny LaRue, they're all in there. What? Oh, yeah, car park catchphrase, call now. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. If you want to be on car park catchphrase, call now. Here's Motorcycle. That's a new single from Kylie. Comes out the 1st of March. Red-Blooded Woman.
Kylie. Oh, you make me so smiley. You're not Joe Wiley. Because you're Kylie.
It's one of the poems I wrote about her.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Rhyming couplets.
Frank Sidebottom once did a great one, which was, oh, Kylie, Kylie, Kylie. Oh, Minogue, Minogue, Minogue.
Just me again.
Where is he now?
Vernon's listening this morning.
Hello, Vernon.
Old Vermin, bless him. Three shows he's done now on Radio 1. That's a whole 3 hours' work.
Has he done one here yet?
Yeah, Sunday.
Right.
He's done one in a pub, one in LA, and only one in the studio. It's not about that, is it?
Must be due another trip this week, isn't he?
Yeah.
Probably do it from my house this week, while I'm watching Hollyoaks and Vernon Kay from Bolton. I support Bolton, I think they're great. I'll go down the boozer, and I'm married to a top-fit bird. I'm Vernon Kay. I'm living la vida loca.
Oh, Vernon, you know we love you. We should get him in one day. Actually, no, we shouldn't. Actually, no, we should. Mate, I don't know. Should we have him on the show?
Does he work more than an hour at a time?
Does he work?
If he has a free window, we can maybe accommodate.
I shall ask him if he has a free window, and if he has, I'm sure he will open the curtains to it and pop out to see us one morning.
Not this week, though, because we're busy.
Right, yeah. We'd love to have you on the show, Vernon, but not this week, all right? We've got bigger fish to fry.
How about March?
We've got bigger fish to fry. We've got Dale Winton tomorrow.
And on Friday,
yes,
we have Pink.
Oh, I forgot about that, actually.
Dale and Pink.
Your friends.
Listen, when I'm interviewing Pink on Friday, I might ask you all to leave us alone.
You did that last time, and it was embarrassing because you were all over her.
What can I say?
You were really shy and...
That wasn't shy.
You were bashful and all that kind of...
Pink?
Thing.
What can I say? I like my butch American women. You know...
Don't say that.
I do like a woman with bigger arm muscles than myself.
Beat you up.
Tell it. Well, says you.
What does that mean?
She'd flatten you, Alan.
You?
I can't beat you up.
What?
I don't know what that means.
No, said... Oh, it doesn't matter.
Earth to Wales.
I'm Vernon Kay. Let's watch Ali Oaks. When in doubt, just do the Vernon Kay catchphrase. Alan, it always gets you out of it. Go on, give it a go.
I can't do Vernon.
Go on.
I'm Vernon Kay.
And I'm watching Ollie Oaks.
Watch the way he does the jazz hands. Have you seen that? When he does that, he goes...
Straight in.
You've got to do this. You've got to go. I'm Vernon Kay from Bolton. She's June Sarpong from London. You've got to do that.
That's a lot to remember.
You got.
I'm Vernon Kay from Bolton. She's June Sarpong from London.
London! You sound like one of the Muppets.
Gosh,
I feel like it.
Gorshall's bricking himself.
Oh, man. Right, what are we doing now?
I don't know, just freestyling, aren't we, till car park catchphrase.
Yeah. What? I know I press buttons on here. I'm just idly... Should we just stop for a second?
It's hot in here.
So take off all your clothes. I'm just going to have a breather. Can you hear that noise, by the way? That's for those of you with a decent car stereo, that's the tube line. It's gone now. I will play one of my favourite records next.
Radio 1.
Joe Wiley. Today from 10.
It's Radio 1. I'm really pleased to work with this.
Love this.
Hey girl, I promise you,
it's just me.
Jay-Z! Sexy. Change clothes.
Cinema. Is that the one that I always think is on the Colin and Edith advert and isn't? There's two that always get mixed up. Is it that one or is it the other one?
You're thinking of the one with Pharrell fronted.
That's it.
Do you know what? I've gone blank. So necessary. No necessary. It's this one. This is the Colin and Edith one.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Isn't it?
It is.
Sarah's is the darkness, and we're outcast. Alan wanted Boyzone, but they said no.
That's a mistake.
Westlife?
No.
Right. Dave, how to put a smile on Dave's face and go, what's that? Where's that from? Right?
Right.
Dave?
Mm-hmm.
I will divert your attention to this computer screen here.
Okay.
Ta-da!
Oh, dear. He's showing me a picture of myself and a very good friend, Dr. Mark Hamilton, from Radio 1 Sunday Surgery, which was taken very late on the evening of my stag night.
God. Fluorescent.
Where was that from?
It's from the...
Oh, OK, yeah, I know who you mean.
Yeah. But that is also the famous legendary shirt. Do you still have it?
Yeah.
Will you wear it tomorrow?
No.
Why?
Because it's disgusting.
I think you should wear it tomorrow.
It'll wake us up.
Wear it tomorrow because it'll be good and the listeners can have a look at the webcam and see you in the shirt.
I don't want to wear it tomorrow.
I'll give you a fiver if you wear it.
I still won't wear it tomorrow.
Do it for the show.
Dale might like that shirt.
Shh. To wear it tomorrow.
I'm not wearing that with Dale here.
Ah, Rachel! I would just love the fact that Dave goes, all right, I'll wear it. And he waltzes in this bright, outlandish shirt.
Can I just say,
goes,
though, it's...
Who's on the show today, Dale? Oh, no!
It's not a camp shirt.
Darling, Dave, I think you look wonderful in that shirt. It's Dale. Gorgeous.
Oh, he'd never wear that.
What?
Dale would never wear
that. Oh, Dale wouldn't wear it.
No.
Oh, I wouldn't be seen dead in it. Oh, no. Orange isn't my colour, well, unless it's my skin. But never in a shirt.
It's the sort of colour that you would see motorway workers wearing.
Or the 90s.
Motorway workers.
You know, people that work on doing motorways and stuff. Yeah. Motorway workers.
I've got you. I know where motorway
people
workers
who work.
People
work on motorways are known as motorway workers. Seven... No, it's not. It's 9:22.
Balls. I'm Vernon Kane from Bolton's Hollyoaks. When in doubt, Alan, you know, always do your Vernon Kane impression. Have another go. Go on, Alan.
I'm Vernon Kane from Hollyoaks.
No, he's from Bolton, you pillar.
Oh, yeah. You just said Hollyoaks.
That was a bad one. Angel City. Joe Wiley is in at 10 o'clock this morning. Oh, lovely Joe. Welcome along. Joe Wiley here. I hate that fat pig. I really do. I hope he falls over and busts his fat face. It's just stereophonics for you now.
She doesn't really think that.
She thinks I'm scum. She thinks I'm vermin.
I don't think she hates
I'm vermin K! Not that one. Eh?
I don't think she hates
She hates Allard. Oh, does she hate Allard? Seriously. She hates Allard like Lisa Riley hates Weight Watchers.
Why?
She just hates you.
We've bonded.
She's bonded my ass. Can't stand you.
Really?
I'm just calls you behind your back.
What?
Idiot boy. That's what she calls you.
She would be much more tactful than that.
No, I'm telling you. When you walk out of the room, she goes, la-di-da, look at me, I'm Allard, boyo.
Does she?
Yeah, honestly.
I'll have words with her.
I think you should.
Yeah.
Do you know what you should do?
What?
When you see her, when she comes in, when she's walking to the studio, burst out the door, run at her going, you! And push her over, and then run off.
Shall I?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Open a can of Whoop-Ass on her, Alice.
Okay.
Good Charlotte now, on Radio 1.
Good link.
Hard days, baby, hard nights, shaping. I don't know this, somehow.
That's Good Charlotte at Radio 1.
Horrible.
What?
I'm putting images into Rachel's head. Sorry about that. Dave, you look quite, you know, factory worker-like, standing there with your mug of tea. Well, let's come on, we need to shift it out of here by midday. Come on. Got another delivery coming in at 2. Need to clear all this and do the floor. Charlie, morning.
Taking a break.
You could so do that. You could so do that. Apart from the fact that you're a little bit too well-dressed for it. Because you're wearing yet another brand new top, bought for you, no doubt, by the lovely wife for Christmas, as you can't choose clothes for Toffee.
It's not that I can't choose clothes. I just don't have the time.
Right. Coming up, Pink. N-O-R-E. Car park catchphrase is Dom and Jules. It's 9:30.
A near miss means change. The weather, wet and rubbish, Radio Newsbeat, is now 9:33.
We're the new show on the air, and we know we're not the same. To be your number one, well, that's our major aim. What makes this show stand out when the record has stopped playing? When he speaks into the mic, you understand what he is saying. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
9:34. Tuesday morning. Coming up, car park catchphrase. This is Pink at Radio 1. Welcome back to some of our listeners who may have not heard bits of the show.
I think we lost service in the West Country.
How do you know that?
I can just tell.
Someone texted in saying, Allard, put the plug back in. I'm reading it going, what? Is that some kind of bizarre reference that I don't understand? Then someone else has gone, where have you all gone? And someone else is going, why has it gone off for 5 minutes? Did you not realise? No. I didn't realise, sorry about that. So I don't know if we went off the air, sorry.
We apologise if the lack of music and speech.
Yeah, you just missed a great competition where we gave away £1 billion to anyone listening in the West Country.
Devon in particular.
No, we didn't. That was a joke, obviously. Are you ready, Dave?
Yep.
Go. Don't forget Joe Wiley on at 10 o'clock. She hates Allard. Welcome along, Joe Wiley here. I hate Allard. Here's Jay-Z now.
Tell him, Roy!
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase. And here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, car park fans. Here we are again. Allard, by the way, wasn't here to applaud. Was that for me or was that for Roy?
Roy.
Ah, that was just for you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, it was Alan, really. Why were you on the phone?
I had to report that we were off air in Devon.
All right.
They started telling me the technical reason. I was like, I don't really care, just thought I should tell you.
Are we back on the air now in Devon?
They're looking into it.
Right. Well, it's simple. You just switch the radio. Devon, can you hear me? Right, I didn't hear anything back, so obviously there must be a problem. Right, you ready then?
Yep.
Let's meet our contestants.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, I'm Emma and I'm from Litchfield. Woo!
You sound like a little jolly pixie, Emma.
I'm a jolly fairy.
Really? Alad, have you ever been to Litchfield?
No.
Right. What do you do, Emma?
I'm a nanny.
Oh. Are you a good nanny or a bad nanny?
I'm a fantastic nanny.
Are you fit?
Of course. Does all nannies are. Mary Poppins.
Does the daddy fancy you?
I hope not.
Right, OK. Do you ever look at him in a wistful, lustful manner?
Not recently, no.
Right. Do you have a fellow? Are you married?
Yes, I'm married.
Oh.
What does wistful mean?
I don't really know, but I heard it once on a drama, period drama on the BBC, and I thought it sounded like a posh word.
Wistful?
Yeah. Anyway, what car are you in?
I'm in a Peugeot.
Nice. Is it blue?
It is blue.
What a good game.
Do you know, statistically, blue cars are more often involved in accidents.
Why would you say that to her?
Because I learned
Why would you say that?
Because I learned it last night on a programme.
What happens now if she has a prang on the way home? How guilty will you feel? Do you know what, Emma? It won't happen.
Thank you very much, Chris. Right. I'll trust you.
Hey, but you keep alert and you stay safe on the roads.
Clunk click every trip.
Right, where are you parked?
I'm parked in a car park outside the bank.
Oh, lovely. Right, why do you window down and see your horn? Oh, lovely.
Two-tone.
Yeah. Who's talking in the background?
Pardon?
Who's talking in the background?
My friend.
Tell him to shut up.
Shut up.
Right, lovely.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hello, Chris. My name's Rob and I'm from Foton.
Woo! You sound really dull.
No, I'm not dull. I'm just not as active as the nanny vessel. I've been at work since half six this morning on the railway.
Hang on, do you want to maybe rephrase that? I'm not as active as the nanny. You don't know how active the nanny is?
Well, fair enough. But I presume I've been more active this morning than she has.
Right, okay, fair enough.
Without trying to sound sexy.
What do you do?
I lay railways and, you know, she looks after kids. I mean, come on.
Oh, well, what can I tell you? What are you driving?
Toyota Hilux pickup.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a beast.
Is it red?
It's red, yes.
Yeah. If you got a pickup, it's got to be red. That's what I say.
Yeah.
What, Dave?
I'm just amazed by your colour intuition.
And it's not written down or out like that. It's just a guess. You've got to have a red pickup.
Yeah, well, I suppose.
Right, wind your window down, Rob. Let's see your horn. Nice. Emma, let's see. No, it's not. Emma, let's see yours. Right, hers is kind of more manly than your... For a pickup, it's a bit of a girly horn, isn't it?
It's Japanese.
Oh, right, I don't know what that means, but fair enough. Right, OK, are you both ready to play?
Yep.
Good, let's get the rules from Roy. Oi! Roy!
Thanks, Chris.
Right.
Now, before we start, let me quickly run through the rules so everybody knows how to play the game. In a moment, Chris will describe what he can see in front of him with the help of your friend and mine. It's Mr. Fish.
Hello.
And when you think you know what the car park catchphrase is, buzz in with your horn and we'll see if you're right.
Right.
All you have to remember in this game is the golden rule.
What is?
Say what you hear.
It's what?
Say what you hear.
Right. Okay, Emma, do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Rob, do you understand?
Yeah.
Good. Roy?
Say what you hear.
Right, let's play then.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady, let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Best of three. Good luck. All right, there's Mr. Fish. He's in the bookshop, looking around along the shelves at the latest bestsellers. He's looking at the titles, but he looks a little bit confused. What was that? Is that someone else, or is that one of our callers?
Stuffy.
Is that you, Emma?
Is that you, Emma? It sounded like someone behind you. Is your window down?
Yes, it is.
All right, then go on, Emma.
Don't judge your book by its cover.
What happened there?
Don't judge your book by its cover.
I'm going to have to go to Dave for a ruling on that one.
It's not quite right.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
Do you know what, actually? I need to stop a second. That's wrong.
Is
what,
it?
What you've written down.
That's what
she's right.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I say she's right because what you've written down, I would go with Emma.
Yes.
Hang on, let's go to Roy. Roy?
You're absolutely right! That's the car park catch fizz we were after. Well done.
Dave had you can't tell a book by its cover, but I would say...
That's what I got off my site of informative proverbs.
Right, okay. Right, Rob.
I'll be American.
Rob, you need to get this one right.
I'm gonna try.
Right, okay.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
All right, Roy. Okay, there's the Fish family. Looks like they're having a day out at the zoo. Mr. Fish is taking his son, Michael, into
Michael
the...
Michael Fish.
He's right, yeah. But you don't get anything for that. He's taking his son, Michael, into the big cat enclosure. There's lions and tigers and pumas. And over in the corner, there looks like there's a leopard.
That's a leopard spot.
Hang on.
That was me.
Emma was funny.
Emma honked her horn, but you didn't, Rob.
Oh, what?
Well, that's...
Oh, hang on.
Well, yeah, it's too late now. Press it all you want. Look, I'll be apples and pears knees at Mother Brown. It doesn't matter how much you protest, you didn't honk in.
I did, I'm telling you.
Well, I didn't hear it, son. I heard Emma's, but I just heard you shout your answer out.
Oh, go on,
I'm sorry, mate. Emma, what was your answer?
A leopard can't change its spots.
Not quite right.
What? Oh. Dave, how picky is that?
I think she was right.
Yeah, well, hang on, Rob. Why didn't you buzz in and steal? Yes?
Right, okay.
Go on, Rob.
A leopard can't change its spots.
No, she just said that!
More don't does have a bright spot, so...
What the opposite of a leopard always changes its spots would be?
Leopard always changes its spots. Leopard never changes its spots.
Yeah!
It's the right answer.
There you go. Oh, well done. Right, leopard. Jesus. What a bunch of numpties on this competition today.
Tense finish.
Right, last one. Emma. Will you shut up? I'll be having some pears and he's at Maverick Brown. Leave that, you know, for monkey.
Golden
blimey. Right, last one then.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
I can see what looks like a shop with Mr. Fish behind the counter. In front of him is a customer, and it looks like they're chatting and having a little quiz while the shop is quiet. Mr. Fish seems to be getting all his questions wrong, but the customer seems to be getting all of his right.
Customer's always right.
Emma was in first.
Hang on.
I beat him first then. No,
Emma,
right.
Emma was first.
I beat him first.
No, right?
Oh, my God, how annoying are these two? It's like
I
having kids.
First. Come on, you know that for a fact. I beat him first that time. I admit I lied on the second one.
Right.
That time I was telling
right.
the truth.
Here's what I'm going to... Right. Both of you... Oh, hang on. Who's left? Emma?
Yep.
Right, we've cut Rob off. Because he was doing my heading.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Now, what's the answer?
The customer's always right.
You're a winner. You're right.
I'm sorry, but his Cockney eel pie voice was just getting a bit too sitcom-y.
Okay.
But because we cut him off, right, we can't really give you a prize.
Oh, no!
And we're also going to cut you off as well. Bye. Right, so there you go then, fair and square.
Thanks for calling.
Right, so no winners today. Life's a bitch, isn't it? Sorry about that. But personally, I thought it's the best way to do it.
Save one of those crook locks anyway.
Yeah. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, won't we, Roy?
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Mystique, so scandalous. Don't forget, if you're a millionaire, a multi-millionaire, and you have £5 million, if you could give Alan Rode a ring anytime this morning, they'd love to take it off your hands. Thank you very much. So, I don't know, if Mohammed Al-Fayed is listening, I know you've got millions of pounds, why not give some to Leeds? Might have interest elsewhere, but still.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Barlow, he might have £5 million, but Cliff Richard, any of these. Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
Richard Madeley.
Any of those, yeah. Jo Wiley is here at 10 o'clock. She hates Allard.
Mark and Lada at 1. They hate Alan 2. Sarah Cox is at 3. She can't stand Alan. Colin's on at 6. And we all hate him. Everybody still wants us to play that puffin sound effect again. What is wrong with people? Ferdinand, take me out for dinner. Speaking of which, Dale Winton's on the show tomorrow.
Is he confirmed?
Hey, I don't know if he's religious at all, Dave. Hey, Dominic. Shut up. Slaphead. Yeah, he's on the show tomorrow.
Hello, sweetheart.
Can't believe you're married.
Juliet's going to go because she's got a football focus meeting, apparently. Is that true?
Right.
Do you know what you'll be discussing in your football focus meeting?
I have no idea.
Well,
let us know tomorrow. Hey, let us know tomorrow, won't you?
Excited.
Give our regards to Stubbsy.
I'll say hello.
Yeah, great. Anyway, have a lovely day. Joe Wiley is next. And don't forget, she hates Alan.
Why?